Hello and welcome to Dealcast, the weekly M&A podcast from Merger Market. I'm Juliana Needham. I'm a business journalist and I've been writing about and talking about M&A for a decade. In this episode, it's the next instalment of a series of special episodes called M&A Tales, where you'll hear about the human side of M&A. These episodes are presented by Rupert Koch, who's a senior editor for Merger Market. In this interview, Rupert spoke to Julian Macedo, who is the founder of The Deal Team, a London-based firm that provides in-house project management for IPOs and M&A.
Thanks for the introduction, Juliana. It's a pleasure to be here again. I have a very interesting guest with me today, Julian Macedo. You're developing in-house project management for deals. It's a very new area, and you're one of the pioneers. Before we get stuck in, can you tell us a little bit about what is project management for deals and how it works?
Yeah, no, delighted to. So when a company is considering a corporate finance transaction which isn't business as usual, they'll obviously have to think through how to resource it and who's going to drive the project day to day. When they don't have either the capacity or the knowledge in-house, they then have to consider hiring it in. Now, a permanent hire would take time to find, and if the transactions are one-off, that saddles the company with a lot of permanent costs. So we're the insourcing option to parachute in a senior hands-on project manager who will know the advisors, the product, the process, and can land and be effective immediately. And since we're a transactional cost, we don't impact EBITDA and then therefore deal valuations in most situations.
It's really interesting. Do you compete with existing advisors, whether that's on the corporate finance side or with lawyers?
No. First of all, I should say that we're not regulated. We don't do corporate finance advice or indeed any other kind of advice. We focus entirely on the project management aspect of a transaction. Give you an example of what that might look like. The advisors will go in, there'll be a lot of discussion around a boardroom table, a lot of pitches, a lot of presentations. And then the advisors and the board agree on, we want to do this transaction on this timetable. Our job as project managers is to take that input and then plan with the internal team and the advisors, what are the steps, the decision points needed for the company to reach that outcome and deliver the materials that the advisors will need to do their job. Now, no, we are the first professionalized service doing this. Project managers have existed before in the form of one-man bands, but they are one person with one skill set often, and if they're busy, they just can't do two transactions. And what I solved for was particularly that many transactions are not cookie cutter. They're not necessarily a single transaction process running. There may be two, three options. There may be lots of other corporate work needed in order for the deal to work. So you need the benefit of having a team with a built-in knowledge to navigate across all of those outcomes and the deal needs, hence the name of my business, the Deal Team. Just to wrap up on advisors, in practice, most of our business comes from referrals from advisors. After all, they also benefit from having an efficiently run deal project without any false starts, wrong data, or timetable surprises.
Okay, fantastic. Sitting between the advisors and the corporate side must give you a very unique perspective on what's going on behind the scenes as deals are getting executed. What are the major issues that you often see?
So let me give you my top three, and we can dive into any of these as you wish. First of all, the thing that does seem to slow down processes most often is the financials. Do you have the financials ready to support the desired story to achieve the desired valuation? Does that tie into what the business plan is saying? Do you have the non-financial KPIs to demonstrate that? When you dive into the data room, or when a bidder dives into the data room, are they going to find materials there which also corroborate the story that they're being told? Second point I'd make is probably the regulatory processes. Where there is a regulatory approval required in some form in a transaction, the time and effort required to meet these can often be underestimated in the timetable. No surprise that many timetables can be written to be best case outcomes. And so when you have any sort of slippage, you then need to unfortunately be working in the impact of delays. And when market windows have not been open for very long, as case in the last few years, then that can be an issue. And then finally, the third point is market windows itself. The availability of the capital, of the funding, of the equity needs to be there at the right point in time when the deal is ready. And since it can take months to bake a deal, you're putting a lot of effort into a process. The more you can de-risk that funding profile, that funding aspect of the deal, we're 100% worth the time to do it to maximize the deal certainty. Now, if I was looking away from our project management work, the fourth point I'd raise is that deals are done between people. So the principals need to see eye to eye. And that's with the advisors. That's not a project management aspect. But when we see deals falling apart, it's quite often because of mismatches over who the senior people on both sides believe need to see for their outcome.
Great. I would love to dive into the fourth point that you make. Obviously, this podcast focuses on the human side of M&A, and executing deals can obviously be very intense. Do you have any stories about unexpected issues that have taken everyone by surprise?
So there's a snap election in the UK on the 4th of July. Now, that happens to be the scheduled date for a business critical external committee on which the transaction depends. So that committee is now being hastily rearranged. Another one that I really loved was trying to organise a one-day site visit to three plants in Switzerland on a fly-in, fly-out basis. And it would take about 10 hours to do the whole trip from airport to airport, including check-ins and stuff. The problem is that the earliest flight that arrived in Switzerland meant we only had about 8.5 hours. So we either had to make the decision on cutting short the site visits, which were all equally important, or extending it and obviously having issues with people overlapping hotels. Why was this a problem? Well, because Swiss airspace does not open before 6 a.m. and you cannot take off until you have got a landing slot from Swiss Air Traffic Control. So that meant we had to find 1.5 hours somewhere. The solution was renting a private plane with a 5:30 a.m. departure from Amsterdam. And I can hear you asking me, how can you do that? You just said you can't take off before 6. Well, we got the local CEO to write to the Swiss military and request landing permission at a Swiss military airport.
Listening to the Swiss example, the word that I'm thinking is coordination. I guess that a lot of what you're doing is about coordinating different elements, different moving parts. You've just given us a great example, Julian, with coordinating lots of different people who need to be in a certain place at a certain time. But I would assume that it's also something that you see across the three elements that you mentioned earlier, across the financials and the KPIs, across the regulatory process, and across the capital raising exercise. It's not just making sure that everything happens. It's making sure that everything happens at the right time so that one moving part doesn't interfere with another moving part. Would that be a correct assumption?
It's a great observation. We often say, look, the value of us as doing a project manager is, yes, of course, we'll come in and make sure that things are developed on time according to plan. But what we're also doing is constantly looking out for drop balls and blind spots. What could go wrong? What can we anticipate? What can we plan around? There will always be curveballs that come in on the transaction. But our job is to try and minimize the impact of that on the transaction and also on the management team, the people involved, because they're doing for them what are extremely transformational transactions. They've taken weeks or months. They may have, be personally invested in wanting to make sure these are successes. You need to reassure people that you have the ability to reach the goal as seamlessly as possible.
Amazing. Now, you were talking before about examples of the human side of deals. Is there anything else you'd like to share there?
There's one that genuinely really has a lot of emotion for me. This was on an IPO situation. And I'd been working there personally for about 2 months. Got to know the CEO and CFO very well, as we typically do on these kinds of transactions. And on one of our regular 5 minute catch ups, the CEO raised an issue with me, which was actually quite important, but also very personal. Which was he said, "I need to schedule a hip operation, hip replacement in the next 3 months. I cannot take enough drugs to deal with the pain anymore. When in the transaction process would I be able to take a week off and then working from the bed for 2 weeks?" And we made it happen.
Wow. So you found that week where his input wasn't needed.
Exactly right.
Okay, perfect. To wrap things up, let's just imagine that an executive is thinking of doing his first major deal. What information do you think that person needs to know? And I'm thinking maybe something that the advisory community maybe wouldn't necessarily rush to share with them.
The advisors will look to you for all of the data that they need to do their job. So you as a management team need to do the homework on what is going to be required to get that transaction done. Financial preparedness, robust KPIs on a consistent basis. How much of the data room do you have ready? Do you need to do separation, tax, HR, preparedness, upgrade work? Do all of that homework before you invest in hiring advisors or indeed project managers. Because until you've got all those moving parts in place, it's a false economy to try and rush into the transaction itself.
That makes sense. I know that you started off with IPOs before moving into M&A, and IPO readiness is a question of years rather than months, isn't it?
Exactly right. It's very specific to each company, but it is definitely worth doing IPO readiness work with your accountancy advisors to see what kind of work is involved, not just on the financials, but also on a corporate basis, to be prepared to be a listed company.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Julian. It's been a pleasure having you on, and it's been very interesting.
That was Rupert Koch, who's a senior editor for Merger Market, speaking to Julian Macedo, who's the founder of The Deal Team. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Dealcast from Merger Market. If you've enjoyed the show, please follow it. And if you're listening through Apple, please rate and review the podcast. If you'd like to find out more about what we've been talking about on this episode, have a look at our show notes. Join us again next week.